Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Isn't it wonderful to have a family that comes around you and helps you and supports you in your whatever the need may be? And that's kind of the thought here. That still, that family unit is so tight together. Hey, if you're married, stay married. Don't seek to be loosed. And if thou are loose from a wife, seek not a wife. Don't stay how you are, okay? Don't remarry. Stay as you are. Bloom where you're planted. Remember me saying that last week? He mentions that again, okay? Now, look at me with me in verse number 15. Back in 1 Corinthians 7. Again, this thing about staying how you are because of the present situation. If an unbelieving depart, let him or her depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, where thou shalt save thy husband, or how thou knowest, O man, where thou shalt save thy wife? But God has distributed to every man as the Lord has called everyone. Whatever position you're in life, whatever station you're in life, so let him walk. And so I ordain, I and all the churches. This isn't just for the church at Corinth. This is for all the churches, the church at Philippi, the church at Colossae, the church at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. It's true to us too, also today. Now look at verse number 20 through 24. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. He's trying to emphasize over, you know, sometimes we're hard-headed. And you're going to see about six times he has said that in this chapter. Stay as you are. Stay as you are. Okay, and you see the principle here. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it, but thou mayst be free. Use it the brethren. We looked at that. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not servants of men. Brethren, let every man whereof he is called thereby abide with God. Let that sink in. You can serve God wherever you are. Whether you're virgin, you're unmarried, you're widowed, you're a widower, you're married, you're divorced, whatever the situation is, it's all inclusive. Whatever station of life, you can glorify God in your life. Whatever station of life you are in God. Yeah, does that make sense? You can glorify God. And that's why he said, stay where you are right now until God moves you. All right. Now, verse number 28. This is where people blow a head gasket. But remember, I did not write this. Paul wrote this under the inspiration of God. There are so many lives have been destroyed because people will look. Let me just read this, and then we'll make comment. Verse number 26. Yeah, 28. Or let me go back to 26. Are thou, so you get the context. Art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. Stay as you are. Don't remarry. But here's the next phrase. But in if thou marry. In other words, he just told him, don't get married. You're loose from a wife. Don't remarry. But if thou marry, what's the next four words? Thou hast. I didn't write these words. So many people's lives are ruined in churches. When somebody's been divorced, they get kicked to the gutter. And then when they get remarried, people hold them at arm's length because, well, you're an adulterer or adulteress. Not putting all of God's word together. Well, I know what the Bible says about Jesus. He that marries somebody is an adulterer and all. I know what he's saying. But you got to put it all together. What it's talking about. Already by now, some of you have been in the class, there's at least three biblical reasons for divorce and remarriage. Hold on, let me think. Okay, number one is fornication. Jesus made that so clear in the book of Matthew. He said, except it be for fornication. Remember, we looked at that a while back about marriage and divorce. And he used that the phrase, except it be for fornication. Okay? So that would include adultery. Fornication is the whole gamut. It includes everything. And in the marriage situation, it's adultery, but it would include everything that in fornication. Okay? The second reason is desertion. If your spouse leaves you and they're not coming back. We just read that in verse number 15. If they depart, let them depart. Unbelieving depart, let them depart. And you're not under bondage and you're free. Okay, a desertion. And then the third reason that we find is also in verse number 15. But God has called us to peace. Including that when God calls us to peace is abuse. If your husband is beating you, I would be the first pastor to say, get out of that marriage. Mm-hmm. I know pastors that say, hey, you got to stay married. Well, that's easy for them to say in their lazy boy or from the pulpit. It's all difficult when that wife's getting from some drunk husband or whatever it may be, getting beaten. Are y'all following?
Yes.
God's called us to peace. He does not expect his children to live in that kind of environment. Not only that, for your children. Y'all may kick me out, but I've advised women to leave with their children over the years. The husband's been, I said, get out of that home for you and your children's protection. Maybe God would do something in his life, but in the meantime, get out. Okay. Are y'all mad at me? Y'all ain't gonna kick me out, are you? Okay. Don't think I'm a heretic. All right. God has called us to peace. I know there's some Baptist priests. I know them. So, well, you married to them. God bless you. You got to stay in it and fight and, you know, just pray. That's easy to say from here. Don't get me fired up because I deal with this. And it's tough as a pastor to tell. I ain't going to say no more, but it's tough being a pastor sometimes. They look at you and they come for you for help and all, and you have to tell these decisions and, well, get out of that home. Don't let your shirt hit your back. Get out of there as quick as you can. So, I just said all that to say this. He's called us to peace.
Would abuse include mental or psychological abuse?
Boy, I'm not going that far. Okay, that's a whole nother issue. You don't get me in trouble. If that guy, it could, each case, again, this is my opinion. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. All right. If the guy's a schizophrenic or whatever, and they just, you can't live with them because mentally they're just, brother, in medicine, y'all don't get mad at me. But if they can't be helped, God's called us to peace. Again, please don't leave this place. And I know this is on the radio, this is on the internet, and I'm going to get bombarded, I bet you, with people. I'm not covering everything. Well, my husband drives me crazy, I'm leaving. That's not what it's talking about. Are you following? We're not looking for an excuse. He just drives me nuts. That's not the reason to leave. Are you following?
Yes.
So, okay. You don't get me in trouble.
He didn't intend to.
Okay, you did or did not
intend to.
But that is a great question. And that's why counseling is so important. Dealing with, you just can't throw a net over every problem. And here it is.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.